Now, I don't really need to dwell on this because we've had discussions about these QR codes for the cabs on a couple of occasions with Lane Gardner, but there's been movement at the station. Let me read briefly from the Sunday Mail. Taxis and rideshare vehicles will be required to have QR codes so passengers can check in as the state government moves to further strengthen its contact tracing capabilities. The Premier said the recent case of a Cairns taxi driver who tested positive to COVID-19 had highlighted why the mandate was needed. I'm going to have to cut to the chase here. It's a lengthy report. It goes on to say, from August 30, the government's check-in app will be compulsory for the almost 20,000 taxis, limousines and rideshare operators across the state. The mandate follows calls from the Taxi Council of Queensland for QR codes to be used. Now, I've got Lane on the line once again. He's the board member for Queensland Taxi Council and the Cairns Taxi, so he's in a very strong position to be able to comment on these matters. Hello, Lane.
Good morning, John.
Fundamentally, I think you were outlining this was likely, what, a couple of weeks ago, weren't you?
Yes, we'd been in discussion with the government and about making them mandatory, and it was probably a little bit behind time because of the incident happened up here with our driver. The other states were ahead of us, and eventually our CEO, Blair Davies, convinced the government that it was time to put these in the cabs because we have a business and we need to be seen as the same as every other business that you must check in each time you enter a taxi, so that if something like this happens, we know exactly who to go and talk to.
Now, Lane, with that case of that 60-year-old odd taxi driver, what difference would the QR codes have made with that investigation had they been in place?
It would have made it a little bit easier for Queensland Health. At the moment, what happened this time was that Cairns Taxi provide the information of all the trips that driver did in the period of time that he was on the road. But the problem was that people who didn't catch his taxi but caught a taxi other than a maxi had to then go and be checked and have a test and then take 3 days off. Now, I know a friend of mine, and that was her, but they didn't say, where did you go from? So I went from Cannon Park Racecourse to Belleville Shopping Town, for argument's sake. Mm. No, that's not one of the fees, so you don't have to worry about it. But they made everyone go in there, which I think, but it's done their business some damage because they were all thrown in some hundred odd cars around out on the road, treated as if this driver had driven the whole lot of them, which wasn't true. They had the fares. They knew exactly where he'd been.
Yeah.
If you picked up at the airport, he dropped off at the Hilton Hotel, for argument's sake. Mm. So they knew exactly where he'd been, and we provided information with the QR code. Yeah. They've got information. They don't have to talk to the individual taxi booking company. They can see who's been in their taxi, and then I think it's a great step forward by the government to introduce this and make it mandatory by next Monday.
Exactly. How many people do you think were impacted by that requirement to go and take 3 days off, for example, or in some cases longer?
It'd be hundreds, in the hundreds, because...
Precisely.
It was just a waste of people's time, and it affected them. I mean, if you don't have holiday pay, you don't get paid. If you're casual, you don't receive any income for that period of time. Mm. And just to make something quite clear, my wife had to go down to Brisbane to look after a niece's baby.
Yeah.
She's been vaccinated, had to go in and get a test because of the complexities involved in what they're doing down there. And they said to go home and isolate for 3 days. Mm. She was negative. She didn't have any symptoms. And this is what they do is inconvenience people who shouldn't be inconvenienced.
Yeah, I've heard of some reports from people, even quite a few days after the original alert, still getting contacted and being told to get into isolation. So they really had their noses out of joint. It's been, well, more than inconvenient. The other point that I hear all the time is, was it a false alarm? Are there two tests? And, you know, the first test positive, was the second test a positive or was it a negative? If that was the case, you know, could it have been a false positive? And could the whole thing have been unnecessary? Well, I don't have answers to questions like that, but they're all over the place. Do you hear those sort of questions?
Yes, John, I have doubts whether it was a positive test. I think it was a false positive because the marine pilot, he lived in a house with his wife and his baby. They weren't infected. And yet he caught up one taxi from out this area, in the northern beaches, into the airport, and the driver was infected.
Yeah.
It doesn't stack up to me. I believe that the whole thing, as I said before, was badly handled. The first thing was when they realised that he was infectious in the community, and he went to Brisbane. How did you get to the airport?
Yeah.
That would have been a logical question. But what asked? So therefore, that driver would have been picked up in the first 2 days and tested and put off the road. So we wouldn't have had this incident, and the whole town would have avoided a lockdown. I'm quite certain.
I got to tell you, I was just inundated with people at the markets on Saturday, Rusty, saying this has cost us millions of dollars. Is there any chance that this could have been a false positive?
I think the people have all come to that conclusion, and I say you and I don't have the evidence, but it's certainly suspicious.
Yeah. All right, Lane, always so good to catch up, and thank you for the information.
Okay, thanks, John.
Lane Gardner on the line, board member down at the Queensland Taxi Council, Cairns Taxis, retired managing director, Cairns Taxis. Have you got some views on these matters? 1300 872 911.